Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, May 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. When you're in your 20s mapping out your future, you probably picture a successful decades-long career that lasts well into your 60s. But to get there, new research indicates a crucial moment occurs around age 30.
30 is an important benchmark year, that if you can get a good job by 30 or by your early 30s, you have a better chance of being in a better financial position later in life.
Coming up, WSJ Workplace reporter Lindsay Ellis will be here to talk about the big decisions to make in your 20s that'll help you land a good job by age 30. That's after the break.
You're a growing business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Having a good job by age 30 can be an important milestone in your career, but what decisions can you make in your 20s that'll help you secure that good job or reduce your chances of getting one? WSJ Workplace reporter Lindsay Ellis wrote about some recent analysis out of Georgetown University looking at the path that people in their 20s take to landing a good job by 30. So Lindsay, how was a good job defined in this research, and why is getting a good job by age 30 so important?
So a good job was defined through wages. So it was the minimum amount that was required for economic self-sufficiency. It differed from metro area to metro area and from rural to urban areas. And the median of the good jobs that this team analyzed had a salary of about $57,000. The good jobs also were important because there was correlation between having a good job and having a job that your employer would offer health insurance or a 401k and contributions there. And so it goes beyond just the minimum salary to encompass, in many cases, other benefits as well. These researchers have found that 30 is an important benchmark year, that if you can get a good job by 30 or by your early 30s, you have a better chance of being in a better financial position later in life. And so this team of researchers has really dug into these different pathways to get a good job by age 30 so that people know how to navigate some of these choices to set themselves up for the subsequent decades.
And so what was the main takeaway regarding steps to take to get a good job by age 30?
It's a really good question. And for context, so this is coming as many Americans are skeptical of the value of a four-year college degree. But this team analyzed longitudinal government research for 8,000 plus people, and they found that to get a good job, the pathways that could make the biggest difference for people in their 20s involved college. It's pursuing a bachelor's degree and earning one before your mid-20s. For people who don't go down that pathway, it's pursuing a community college program, an associate's degree, or a skills certificate. That the options that involve college, taking those could improve people's chances of getting a good job by age 30.
As the competition for workers heated up during the pandemic, we saw some companies eliminate the bachelor's degree requirement for hires. Has that trend changed?
So big companies have signaled that they are more open to people without bachelor's degrees and that they might pursue a skills-based evaluation in vetting whether you would be a good candidate for a job or not. While that rhetoric is still there and some companies have stuck with these policies, I think it's good to remember that the bachelor's degree remains a significant hurdle for many jobs, even entry-level jobs, that many of these positions, despite sort of that trend of some companies moving toward it, still require the bachelor's to get your foot in the door.
But is there anything short of a four-year degree that people can get that can help them toward the goal of a good job in their 30s?
Yes. So one key area is getting an associate's degree, going to community college, or kind of getting a skills-based certificate. Each of those makes a difference. The Georgetown researchers looked at the same set of data. They could isolate that decision and found that there was a bump if you went down those pathways. The other thing that they found that made a difference was that for some individuals who've graduated high school but don't expect to pursue a bachelor's degree, if those individuals started a bachelor's degree, that could also lead to a pretty significant bump. So they found that even if you didn't finish, for some people, starting could also make a difference.
How big a bump are we talking about?
As it stands right now, these non-finishers have a 40% chance of getting a good job by 30, according to this Georgetown data. The researchers sort of isolated that decision, whether these individuals finished college or didn't finish college, and looking at the data. And they found that if these individuals eventually earned a bachelor's degree by age 26, keeping every other factor in their life constant, they would have a higher chance, 56%, of getting a good job. So that's a 16 percentage point difference if you can sort of hold on and finish that degree.
Now, what if somebody has no choice but to work instead of going to college? Is there any upside to that?
Yes. And I did talk to a number of workers who did not go to college or did not start out going to college for many reasons, either when they were in their early 20s years ago or during the pandemic, even a couple of years ago. What the Georgetown researchers found and what some of these people told me too is that there are really important choices that you can be making. The first is the industry and the type of job matter. If you can work in a high-paying field, science, technology, or finance, or business, or the like, instead of a low-paying field like food services or arts, that can make a difference for you if you hold that type of position in your early 20s. The other aspect is blue-collar work can also give a boost, and there was an effect of if you could even keep a job between 20 and 22, that continuous employment over those years makes a difference for your likelihood of getting a good job when you're 30.
Now, it's not uncommon for people to have employment gaps on their resume. How does that work into being able to land a good job?
So that's a great question. Yes, avoiding employment gaps, especially in your early 20s, from 20 to 22, that makes a difference. One reason, according to the researchers, is that some hiring managers might have a stigma against hiring someone with a resume gap or someone who is unemployed. The other aspect of it is just from a sheer skills development perspective. The thought being that if you are constantly employed in those years, you will be learning and growing and gaining new skills, and that might ultimately set you on a trajectory of having a better job several years later.
That's Wall Street Journal workplace reporter Lindsay Ellis. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.